Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, today we can't get away from this Derek Chauvin case, and hopefully we'll get a verdict soon. You know, when I first saw it, my first reaction, as I said, is I thought it was a classic case of depraved indifference. I thought it was unnecessary force. And no matter which side you're on, I think everybody would pretty much have to agree that if those deputies and if Chauvin would have gotten off of George Floyd, there was no chance George Floyd was going to get up and try to run. There was no chance that he was going to get up and try to attack them handcuffed. It didn't seem to be his personality. It just seemed that the force was totally unnecessary. If they seemed that the only problem was his little problem with claustrophobia, I guess, and the smallness of the backseat of that car, which had to be pretty tough for a guy his size to get into. Should have brought a paddy wagon. As far as Representative Maxine Waters is concerned, I understood what she was saying. It was a call to arms, not to necessarily physical arms, but a call to come out and work and vote. But she's got to understand her words matter, and she's got to be a lot clearer in how she says them, because you can't be critical of the other side during the insurrection when they were saying, get out and fight, you got to fight. And criticize what they were saying when they claimed later on that they meant pretty much what Maxine Waters meant. So you would think these politicians could communicate a lot better than evidently they've been doing.